Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. Very pleased to have with us a lady I've never met until about 15 minutes ago. Her name is Candace Long. And she is the creator, the host, the lady with everything involved with one of the programs we have on WRHI on Sundays called Lessons in Latter Days. And Candace, we want to thank you for coming here. You came all the way from Georgia.
I did. I came all the way from Georgia.
All the way from Jasper,
Georgia.
Well,
you all gave me a chance for this show.
Before we get into the show,
yes,
I want you to tell everybody what you can about your background. Because you have quite an interesting background.
I have a long background, so I'll try to sum it up kind of. I've been a creative, a right-brain thinker, writer, producer for over 40 years.
Really?
So a lot of it has been in the entertainment field. I've been in broadcast and radio and television and working with clients. But the thing that has, from 2014 to 2016, I was working in Washington, D.C., and I headed up the largest, the nation's oldest organization for creative women.
Really?
The National League of American Pen Women. But I lived in Georgia, so I was flying my own plane back and forth from Georgia to Washington, D.C.,
where I
worked.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was a tremendous challenge for me to get my pilot's license and then get my instrument ready.
And for those who don't appreciate it, you have two challenges there. Number one, getting your pilot's license.
Yes.
Number two, getting your instrument rating.
Yes.
And then probably the most difficult part is flying into a metro area like D.C.
That's right.
Where they, did you have to stay up there forever getting permission to land?
No. I had searched out what airport I was going to fly in and out of, and it was outside.
You didn't go to Reagan or to?
No. It was in Gaithersburg, Maryland.
Okay. All right.
But while I was flying over this land, because I would fly up a specific route along the Appalachian Mountains from Georgia to Gaithersburg, Maryland, and God began to ask me to pray over the land, over the people below. And so I had autopilot, and so I would just start praying over the land. And I prayed for the people, I prayed for what was coming, and that leaders would be raised up in this area. So that was kind of a backstory.
Right.
What relates to my show, which is called Lessons in the Latter Days, is that I've been a student of biblical understanding of the end times for over 30 years. And when I realized that we are really living in these times, I said, something has got to be done because most people don't know what's really happening and how to recognize the signs. So I developed the show, Lessons in the Latter Days, to help people understand from a biblical lens what is going on and help navigate through it. So when I developed the show, I asked God, where do I go? He said, get out your aviation map and look at the route. So I got out the aviation map, and I invested in radio stations along the route that I believed in, that I had been praying over.
He said,
I want you to do that. So I began to pick certain stations, and I reached out to you all, and you gave me a chance.
Now, did you ever land at the Rock Hill, York County Airport?
No.
You didn't?
I did not.
You just scooted over top of us.
I looked it up before I came here.
Yeah, that's right.
Because I wanted to see where it was. But no, I loved the small stations. I love community radio.
Right.
Because they're in touch with the people. And people are important, and they're important in what's coming, what's happening now. I think that a lot of people understand that we're not living in normal times anymore.
I think that's probably an understatement.
That's right. So I look at it from a biblical lens, and that's kind of...
There we go. So now, let me jump back to your flying.
Okay.
Are you still flying?
No, I got so busy writing and producing my work that I wasn't flying as much. I got the instrument rating.
Which is no small feat.
Hardest thing I've ever done in my life. I had so many people tell me that I couldn't do it, and it made me mad. So
good for you.
I said, I have to do this. But when I did, I lost all the desire to fly. But I think, in all honesty, because I spent a lot of time, this was a journey, a spiritual journey for me as well, because I learned a lot looking at things from a different perspective. When you're flying, you look down on things. And so that's the way God looks. He looks down on the people. He said, these people matter to me. I want you to pray for them. So my journey spiritually has been a long, long walk with God for over 50 years.
And really, for people who have not had the opportunity to fly in a small plane,
right?
It really is captivating.
It is.
I mean, when you're up there, you're not thinking about anything, really, except, I can't believe I'm above the universe and looking down on God's creation. I mean, it's just beautiful.
But you know, when you fly, because I know you're a pilot too, everybody has a different motivation for flying. Some people love to go up there and do acrobats and
things. That's right.
My love, what I love to do was to chart a flight path and make a flight plan. And I was very good at it. And I knew everything along the route between where I was taking off and where I was landing. And any contingency, any problems I'd get into. Because if I'm flying around up there by myself, I'm not a mechanic, so I couldn't fix anything. So I had to trust in that flight plan. But we have to have a plan in life, because when most people, I learned this early on, because I'm a coach, a business coach too, but one of the things that I love to say, especially relating to flying, is that when you're taxiing, you're guiding that plane by your feet and the rudder pedal on the ground.
Right.
When you put in that throttle and you're going every speed down the runway, you have to have complete faith that you're going to take off, that the laws of aerodynamics are going to lift you if you follow the rules right. Most people taxi in life. They do not take off. And the thing that has always been important to me as I coach people, because most people don't know really what they were created for, and that's a lot of what I teach and what I write. And God put inside of each person what he wanted us and gifted us to do. And it's scary to take off into that new dimension.
Yeah, it's called pushing yourself.
I mean,
I can remember, boy, oh boy, first time I got in the airplane, I was scared to death.
Yeah.
Because you're sitting in front of a whole panel of these instruments. What are all these things? And since then, I've told everybody who wants to learn to fly, commit yourself to 4 or 5 lessons. So, because all that fear goes away, and you start to learn very quickly what it's all about.
It doesn't really go
well. Well, put it this way. You're not overwhelmed by it, right? And plus, you have an instructor over there. But when you talk about challenges, you know, for me, I remember doing my long cross country. We had to go, I think it was 3 different airports and had to be hundreds of miles away.
Yes.
And you had to land at each one of them, and they had to sign your logbook. Then you went over to the other one, da-da-da-da. And I always remember, there wasn't any question that God was with me, because it was an absolutely perfect day. Wasn't a bit of breeze, didn't have to worry about crosswind landings and all that kind of stuff. And I got back in one piece, no problem. So I hear what you're saying. You know, as far as pushing yourself to get out of your comfort zone and do what the good Lord has intended you to do.
Well, what he began to show me, because I couldn't figure out why I was so compelled to get this instrument rating. And he wouldn't leave it alone. I had to do it. And I had to force land at Tocoa one time because I was flying back from D.C. and the clouds came in and I couldn't see. So I had to force land. So the pilots there in the Tocoa terminal, they said, you've got to get your instrument rating. So, I mean, it was just another thing that you've got to do this. So I pushed, and it took me a year and a half to get that instrument rating. But when I finished with it, I said, what is this really all about? He said, I am leading you to help people navigate when they cannot see. And that became the metaphor for what I'm doing now. Lessons in the Latter Days is helping people understand what is going on, because we are in a different phase of life. You know, when you're flying and you're cruising along and you have to go now into descend mode.
Right.
It's a whole different thing. You've got to have new frequencies. You've got to study where it is you're landing. You have to know all the weather about where you're landing and the terminal weather. And you have to program that plane for descent. That's what we are in right now, metaphorically, if your audience can understand what I'm saying. We are in a descent pattern to the day of the Lord.
And well, let's just hope we do a touch and go so we get back up.
This one is not a touch and go. But this has been biblically, you know, I mean, from Genesis, the Lord has been preparing us for this day. And a lot of people have been feeling like, okay, what is going on? And I try to deal with very crystal clear, biblical-based, non-denominational signs that we're living in these times.
Well, so when you got this clear understanding,
yes,
of what you were supposed to be doing,
yes,
you started to explain all this via radio, or
yes,
did you write a book?
I've written five books.
Five books.
And a lot of what I call monographs. They're like articles,
okay,
white papers.
Right.
So I've got an online store, and I teach. I mean, I'm a teacher and a coach, a business coach. And I have been teaching, I'm teaching a course right now on navigating the end times, because we need to. When the Lord comes back and we see him face to face, he's going to say, what did you do with your life? What have you done with what I've given you? And a lot of people don't know. And so they're saying, well, I don't really know what I should be doing. When Noah, you know, Jesus said that it would be as it was in the days of Noah. I've written a 42-page monograph called The Days of Noah. That is, I'm using it as curriculum now because it is incredible. Jesus said it would be as it was in the days of Noah. So what was the days of Noah like? What did he do when he faced a culture that was going crazy with the transgenders that want to have the bathrooms changed and all that? He had to face a culture like that. How did he do that, and when did he pull away from it? See, we're at these different stages, but he went through every one. And we've got riots in the streets and perversion out the wazoo, and it's like, where is our normal way of life? You know, I love what you all do in community radio, because this is real America. The Southeast is still a place where God is welcome.
Oh, yeah, it's true. Very true.
And there are very few places now.
So I'm sure if I took everybody at inside Substation 2 right now and lined them up and asked that very question, you know, what have you done with your life? They'd be stuck.
They would be stuck.
They would be stuck. So they would probably turn to you and say, okay, how do I figure out what it is I'm supposed to do with my life? You know, I've got this job from 9 to 5. You know, I've got a wife, I've got children, I pay a mortgage, and I got a car payment and all this kind of stuff. But I can't tell you that was my purpose.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, the book that I just gave you is my latest book called The Ancient Path to Creativity and Innovation. I've been an outspoken spokesperson for creativity for 40-plus years because I deal with creative people. But most people don't really know what creativity is. And it doesn't have to do with what you write or paint or play.
Right.
It has to do with the word create comes from Genesis, bara, which means to bring forth something from nothing. But it's always used with God as the source. He is the creator. It's used 46 times in Scripture. But he created everything for a purpose. So I use the illustration of the law of the seed, that every seed has three parts to it. It has an outer part that's hard and crusty, protects it from the dirt. And then it has the fleshy part that we eat. But inside every seed is an embryo that has a predisposition of what it is. So an apple is created to be an apple. It can't have an identity crisis and say, you know, I'd really like to be a cantaloupe. And so what I teach in my courses is how to find, in my book, how to find that embryo. Because a child grows up, they ask two questions usually. They say, what can I do to earn a living?
Right.
And they send you to the guidance counselor and they say, okay, well, you have an aptitude for such and such, so you'd be good in these fields.
Right.
Second question, what should I do with my life to earn a living? Now we get into all kinds of family expectations. Well, you got to go to West Point because you know you had that in your family line, and you got to be a lawyer. And if it's women that you're dealing with, well, you got to be a nurse so you can marry a doctor and have all the money you need to take care of you poor woman who can't do anything. So that's my soapbox. But anyway, the third question, nobody asks, what was I created to do? Because God didn't just throw a bunch of sperm and eggs down there and say, okay, come up with something, and good luck with that.
Right.
So.
That's just, you know, it's you make me think back when I was growing up, and I've told this story plenty of times, I guess, around the studios, but maybe not here on the air. But I was a lucky enough guy to have a dad who always told us, I don't care what it is you do with your life. I just want you to be happy.
If
you're happy, the rest of it will fall in place. Right? So here I was. I came out of college, and I had this track to go do X. And I found out when I worked in X, I didn't like it at all. So, again, thanks to my dad, you know, I went to a place where they kind of dissected my head as to how, you know, it was called the Human Engineering Laboratory. Doggone thing I ever heard of. And for two or three days, I sat there and did all these tests and building blocks and all this kind of stuff. And then you come back and they say, you know what? Here are your strengths. Here are your weaknesses. And have you ever thought about this, 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 this? And one of those things down there was broadcasting. And that's how it got started for me.
Interesting.
And ever since I walked in that first studio, I just went, you know, my eyes lit up and da-da-da-da-da. So I've always maintained that it's too bad that most people do not have the opportunity for somebody to say, I just want you to do what makes you happy. Because the rest of it will fall in place. God will give you the plan.
That's right. You're exactly right. But there's something inside of every person. There's something inside that apple that told it to be an apple.
Yep.
It didn't have to really think
That's
about
right.
it.
Right.
So there's something inside that is speaking to us.
And with that, we're going to go ahead and take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. And by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy. Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Now, Candace, we hang out here at Substation 2. The whole world knows about Substation 2. Fresh subs and salads, 6 days a week between 10 a.m. and 9 p.m. Don't ever forget 10 a.m. and 9 p.m. Very, very important. The magical formula that draws people in here every day is in the white letters, and we're going to say it out together. Are you ready?
Yes.
You ready?
Yes.
1, 2, 3. Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
What's new at Substation 2 is not on the menu board. It's on your phone.
This is Charlie Ruffalo.
Go to the App Store, download our new app, order the best sub anywhere online, and it'll be ready when you arrive. And don't forget the free stuff you get with our new rewards program. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Now open.
the new Piedmont Medical Center, Fort Mill. Featuring personalized and comprehensive obstetrical services, 24/7 emergency care, and skilled surgeons who know the importance of getting to know you and your family. Piedmont Medical Center, Fort Mill. Providing care for the Fort Mill community by your local community. Care that feels like home, close to home. Learn more at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com/Fort Mill.
When you're getting a bundle from Comporia, you're getting an all-seeing, all-knowing personal security detail. You're getting shows, and, oh yeah, more shows. You're getting a social calendar filled with family game time, game day get-togethers, and don't worry, we saved you a spot on the couch parties, because we're not just your internet company. We're your yes to all of the above company.
Finally, there's a rising rate you can get excited about. For a limited time only, 15-month certificates and IRAs at Founders Federal Credit Union have reached super levels. A $500 deposit is all it takes to make these rising rates work for you. Hurry on over to foundersfcu.com/superrates today to see just how super these rates are. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. Membership qualification required. Federally insured by NCUA.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
What's new at Substation 2 is not on the menu board, it's on your phone. Go to the App Store, download our new app, order the best sub anywhere online, and it'll be ready when you arrive. And don't forget the free stuff you get with our new rewards program. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Very interesting lady with us, Candace Long. She is the creator and the host of a program that we run on WRHI on Sundays called Lessons in Latter Days. And it's very interesting. You know, all of this came about with her days of flying, being up there above Mother Earth, where you have peace and quiet. And all of a sudden, the good Lord knocked her in the head and said, you know what? I got a bigger purpose for you. Would you say that's about
right?
That's exactly right.
So
the show itself, Lessons in Latter Days, it's been on how long now?
2 years.
2 years.
2 years. I started in my hometown, Gainesville, Georgia.
Okay.
And I had a long history with that radio station there, and so I went and because I had been an on-air personality for a long time, and I had a ad agency and wrote and produced commercials for years and years.
Oh, wow.
Almost 30 years. So I knew everybody, and the owner of the station was an old family friend, so I said, here's my idea for a show. And they said, whatever you want to do. I said, I want to buy the time on Sunday mornings. And they said, fine, you have carte blanche, we know your production quality, you do whatever you want to do. So, I mean, talk about, you know, it was an open door.
Yeah.
Because it was a matter of prayer. Lord, do you want me to do this? And so the open door was there. So I produced the first show, and it has been running now for 2 years. So I began to consider expanding the circuit, because I was self-funding. I mean, you know, when you're doing something like this, you have to put your money into it.
Oh, sure.
And I didn't know if I wanted a sponsor, because, you know, I had a lot to say, because this is a time like no other time in history, and people don't know what's going on. So I didn't want to have commercial messages running around in the mix. So I began to consider expanding. I needed some funds to do that with. And I called my broker, and I said, do I have any loose money running around in there? And he said, well, we just sold something, and so here's what you could have. It wouldn't upset anything. So I said, okay, now I need to pick the radio stations of where I'm going. So I
got back that flight chart.
I went to the flight map, and I said, okay, let's go to the flight map. And I looked at the budget. I pitched to the different stations and the ones that were open. I said, this is an edgy show. I'm not pulling any punches. This is not, you know, let's talk about nice, precious promises here. This is the end of days as we know it, and how do we know that we're here? So I have been running in Macon and Atlanta, Gainesville, Rock Hill, Hickory, Gastonia, and now Raleigh.
Wow. Good for you.
So all up of the Appalachian.
All right down that pike.
Because, again, this is an area of the country. We don't have many pockets of our country where people still love God.
Which is really unfortunate. I mean,
it's horrible.
It is horrible. That's a better word, horrible, because, I mean, that's what this country was founded on.
It is.
And
God would care about, with Noah, you know, we talked about that Jesus said it would be like the days of Noah. Well, God prepared Noah. He had a lot of preparation from his Enoch and Methuselah, his forefathers. And so he knew what was coming. And so he was prepared for what was coming. But he had 5 years from when, in the ancient book of Jasher, he had 5 years when the Lord told him to build the ark.
And I have been up to see the ark in Kentucky. That was really quite something to see. I mean, it was a full scale. Have you ever been up there?
No,
to see?
I've not.
Oh, my
I've
Lord,
heard.
You have got to go there.
I've heard about it.
It's remarkable. So here we are. We only got a minute or two left in the program.
Yes.
Let's have a bright spot here. We're talking about what we're all going through right now, which is, this is not a good time in the world's history.
No.
We're sitting on the edge of what could be a major conflict. We hope that doesn't happen, because who knows where that would take us. But are we doing, I use the analogy of a touch and go. Are we going to bottom out and just hit that runway and then we're going to bounce back up?
Well, I look at things from a Jewish perspective. I was called to start studying Judaism in 2006. So I look at it through a biblical lens of our Jewish forefathers. And it's very exact. And it is very exact that God has given us, mankind, 6 days, and then comes the seventh. And he laid it out as a picture for us. So we've got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 6 days, and then there's a seventh, and that day is the day of the Lord. So when the world has reached 6,000 years, we come to the period known as the day of the Lord, and we are almost there. And that's what I talk about a lot, of how do we know we are almost there. And a lot of it goes into the timetable, the 6-7-day plan of God that is very important. That's kind of the foundation in my teaching. So I'm doing a series right now on the days of Noah. I've just done a 5-part series on climate change, the devastating tentacles, the dangerous tentacles of climate change. That is not of God. God is not global. He's singular. And so we've got this whole push, which is leading us into a real wrong thing. But the good thing is that God cares about his people, those who for him.
And that's a good way to end the show. Candace, thank you for being here. I hope we can do this again. I mean, this is very interesting.
Thank
very
you.
Interesting. Candace Long is her name. You can, by the way, where can they find your books online? Where?
CandaceLong.com.
CandaceLong.com. That's pretty simple. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. One more time, we want to remind the masses out there what happens inside this wonderful establishment called Substation 2. It is fresh subs and salads 6 days a week, between 10 in the morning and 9 o'clock at night. And the way we do it, at the count of three. Are we ready? Now, Candace, got to bellow it out now. Ready? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Not bad. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you on the radio on Monday. Bye.